Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
Mate.
A little bit dusty this morning.
Yeah, we had some
work
drinks last night.
We had some work drinks. Why did we have work drinks? Would you like to tell the people?
The radio survey came out yesterday, so it's a once-a-year thing, and the little old humble Gondi and Ash Pollard show did pretty well.
How well did we do?
Number one show on the coast. So we just want to say, if you're listening right now, thanks for listening to us.
Yes. Yeah. We have you guys to thank for that, so thank you very much for allowing us the top. Spot.
The top spot. You know what I did this morning, though?
What?
I set my alarm for PM instead of AM, and I woke up and I thought, man, that sleep felt great.
And then I looked at my alarm and
went,
night.
I looked at my alarm and I went, 4:15 PM.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky to be here.
I was running a little
bit
late.
And you've only just sort of arrived as well.
Yes.
But, yeah, I smoke bombed last night because I knew I didn't want to be on radio this morning super hung. But I did leave and had a quick look at you before I left. And
did you?
Mate, you could hardly hold your eyes open. You were that cooked.
Oh, come on.
And you were doing, like, Sam Booker shots or something as
that
well.
That was not my doing. That was not my doing.
Dear, oh dear.
Hey, how fun was Random Golic last night?
Yes!
Anthony Golic!
He just randomly rocked up.
From the Mariners.
But he rocked up with his brother.
Oh, did he?
And his brother.
Oh, hotter than Golic.
No, I'm still in love with Golic. Okay. But his brother, they look like twins.
Really?
Yes.
Are you telling me there's another guy out there that looks like Golic?
There's a shorter version.
Oh my gosh, shorter version? You're not into that.
But not, like, super short.
No, okay.
But he's older.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He just rocked up out of nowhere. I think he was having dinner in Terrigal. But good to see him last night. I saw him from a distance.
I didn't. I saw him
real close. It is Gondi and Ash. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
101.3 CFM. Trending now.
What's happening in the world, Ash Pollard?
Well, certainly America, such an exciting place it is. Kanye West will reportedly be meeting the US President Donald Trump and Jared Kushner, which is Trump's son-in-law, this week at the White House. Oh, my God. Because suddenly Kanye is now totally political.
Political?
Yeah.
Oh, political. I thought
you
said political.
I did.
Kanye's got this weird obsession with Donald Trump. He's been getting around with the Make America Great Again hat on.
Just polite.
Do we know what they're meeting over?
Yeah, we do, actually. Topics of discussion will include manufacturing resurgence in America.
Right.
Prison reform, how to prevent gang violence, and what could be done to reduce violence in Chicago. Right.
Didn't Kanye want to run for president in 2020? Was
it
Kanye 2020?
Anyone could run for president in the States right now. Anyone.
Donald Trump is proof of that.
CFM, trending now.
Furious former Max Brenner employees say that the toxic company has been serving up store-bought ice cream at premium prices and letting food hygiene slip after being let go without pay and superannuation. Particular employees who will not be named have actually taken out, some serious claims at Max Brenner that they haven't been paid $3,000 worth of wages and also a year's worth of super.
What happened to Max Brenner, man? That was so good. Oh. You know what I mean? Were you a Max Brenner fan?
I was, mate.
Yeah.
I was a very big Max Brenner fan.
I remember it used to be
Max
open
Brenner
late.
Was huge on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it used to be open late. You could go down and get a hot chocolate late at night.
Oh, and those hot chockies.
Yeah.
Shoot the troops. They were delish.
They overpriced some of their chocolate, but man, it was good. Sad days for Max Brenner. Sad days.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Do you have a smartwatch?
No, but I've been thinking about getting one.
I've got those Fitbits and things like that, but not a smartwatch.
Ever wear it? Do you ever wear the Fitbit?
No, I don't. No. They're quite cumbersome.
Right.
And I think that the smartwatch, well, that's just another way that I can be screwing around with my text messages and, you know, not focusing on life, not looking up. But there's this one chick who's almost persuaded me to get one.
What's her angle? What's your love about it?
Well, it saved her from death.
That's a pretty good angle.
Yes. Can you even believe it? Yeah. This chick, she's 18 years old, an American girl, says that her Apple Watch saved her life when it warned her to seek medical attention. She reckons that it beeped an alert, seek medical attention, as her heart rate shot up to like 190 beats per minute. So her mother drove her to the hospital, and it turns out that she was having kidney failure.
God.
Can you believe that?
They need to put that on the Apple ad. They need to say, this thing can save your life.
Oh, my God.
I would buy it based on that. I knew it tracked a lot of things.
I thought it just was kind of like, it wasn't accurate.
Yeah, I didn't think it was, but I guess it would. I mean, it's sitting right there on your wrist. It can tell you if your heart rate drops, if it rises, all that kind of stuff.
But God, apparently her kidneys were functioning at just 20%.
That's amazing.
And a biopsy later revealed that she had a genetic condition called Alport syndrome.
Yeah, right. Is this enough for you to race out and go get yourself an Apple Watch?
Well, it's strange because she's 18. She had no idea about her condition.
Yeah.
And she was just walking, sitting up, walking. And then suddenly, boom.
After our work drinks last night, mine would have been going nuts.
I tell you
what. Go home, go home.
Maybe we should invest in an Apple Watch.
Hey, I would love to chat to people who have a smartwatch because, honestly, I've been... The amount of times I've gone to the Apple store and I've looked at the watches and I've thought about getting them and I'm just for some reason I don't end up buying one. I'm worried about the...
Is it a necessity?
Well, I'm worried about the technology kind of updating and then you've just got to get a new one every 2 years. I don't want to have to do with my watch like I do with a phone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'd love to chat to anyone that's got a smartwatch, 13, 12, 16, love it or hate it. Do you love or hate the smartwatch? Because honestly, I could be easily convinced to buy one of these things. I've got a mate that's got an Apple Watch.
But what about somebody who's, sorry to interrupt you, who's got a really small wrist like me, they're cumbersome and not that pretty.
It's just a watch though. You can get all these different bands.
Yeah, but the screen is the same size. It's gigantic.
Yeah, but it's essentially like, you don't really wear watches. I wear watches every day. So for me, it's not all that much different. Mm. But I've got a mate, he uses it for everything. He'll do his little text messages on it. So, but it's weird, like he's there.
Too small. He's going to be like a mouse.
Yeah, he's there going,
mousy hand.
Oh, just a sec, I just got to reply to this message. And he's like, on his little watch. I'm like, mate, you could just use your phone for that. You know, it's much bigger and a lot better. But if you've got one, love or hate, I want to hear from the people, 13, 12, 16 on a smartwatch, because I want to get one.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Having a chat to Nan over the weekend. And
yeah, this is a bit morbs.
Yeah, just chatting to Nan and having a good old check-in. How you going? How's everything going? And somehow we got onto the topic of planning a funeral. And Nan tells me, she goes, look, when I go, you don't have to worry about me. And Nan's good. She's in good health. She's fine. She said, you don't have to worry about me because my funeral's already planned. It's all in the books. She knows how she's going. Sweet. She knows where she's going. She's
paid for it.
She's booked her spot in the ground.
Oh.
She's doing a burial. And she says, Dan, you need Danny Boy, I think she calls me. She says, you need to do it.
Danny Boy.
You need to do it now. I said, oh, really? Start playing my funeral now? She goes, I wish I did it when I was your age because it's grown in price since then. So if I get on it now, I might get a good deal.
Here's my argument. So I understand where she's coming from. Excuse me. And I think that's a good idea. However, things change. You know, you might not be living on the sunny coast forever, so why would you buy a plot of land here?
That's a good point. I think I'd like to be cremated.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking.
But, like, that's the same thing. You're not going to be... You can't be booking your cremation at a crematorium here. How do you know you're going to be here forever?
Maybe I'll get a gift voucher for somewhere.
Oh, my God.
so when I go...
And then it's like you want to be cremated now, but what happens in 30 years, you might change your mind.
Yeah.
Or they might cryogenically freeze people by then and you'd be like, yeah, I want that. Or you might want to be stuffed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Taxidermied.
Okay, so my kids can just put me in the corner and go, there's Dad.
Mate, I've seen some weird stuff on the internet. Some guy was like...
What?
I don't know what the stuff is called that they inject into you, but he was pretty much positioned on a... this guy's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
He was... sat on a chair, positioned smoking a durry and he was dead. People came to his funeral like that.
Yeah, that actually sounds all right. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. But I was going through the checklist and because I Googled it, so planning your own funeral, 13, 12, 16, oh, if you've gone through this. If anyone,
what if you're like an undertaker or something like that?
Imagine that job.
13, 12, 16, if you're an undertaker, I want to know.
Undertakers, what? We're big with undertakers, 13, 12, 16. they love the show.
Apparently there's a lot of money in...
In it? Is there?
Well, I mean, people are always going to die. You think about it.
The guy that helped me get into radio, James Malachi, he used to host the night show in WA. Mm. He now owns a funeral service.
Minted. Printing sheets, mate.
He said because everyone dies. But you're right. Eventually it might develop to a point where you don't... You know, you might just be... You might chop your head off and put it in a robot. I mean, who knows? We don't have an undertaker here, do we, on 13, 12, 16? Oh, here we go. Kelly at Kingcumber works in funerals. Okay. Morning, Kelly.
Morning, guys.
You work?
Yeah, that's what, like, I've changed from being a barista for years and I'm now a funeral director.
What?
That's what I do. I go, I do it all. I go from going to pick up the bodies to doing the funeral. So it's quite...
Is it weird?
Yeah. Look, I'm quite... astonished that I'm so, you know, okay with it all.
Yeah,
like,
right.
We do it all, embalming, the whole lot, so...
Dealing with death every
day. So you've got to touch these dead bodies and, you know...
Yeah, every day, and you know what, the thing is that I look at it when it's an elderly person, I think of my mum or my grandparents, yeah. And I lost my husband 25 years ago, so...
Oh,
yeah, and
right.
So it's like I now know exactly what happened when he passed, and because it's actually at the same place that I'm working where he passed. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you listen you listen to us every day on the way to that job. You're like, oh, Gordy and Ash, they give me a laugh.
And that's exactly... And, you know, people go, oh, my God, you must be so depressed and like... But the thing is that, as you said, whatever you pay for today, like if you pay for a funeral that's like $20,000...
Yeah.
In, say, 20 years, you will still get... the top of the line, doesn't matter if it's increased in price. Yeah, so like we had a lady that paid for a funeral 36 years ago and paid for it like top of the line and it was like $1,800 and she got a funeral worth close to $23,000.
Wow. All right, well, Kel, hold the line. I'll get your details. We'll start planning this thing.
For a funeral?
Yeah, it's up around there.
Yeah.
It's astronomical.
And, Kelly, when I do pass over and die, I mean, you listen to the show every day, what would be your kind words at my funeral if you just want to take us out on some kind words as if I'm dead?
I would turn around and I would say that you are number one on the coast.
Ah.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
CFM. The Joker, mate. The Joker movie. It is about to grace our screens. Joaquin Phoenix is the next celebrity to play this particular role.
It's turned over a lot in the last few years.
It's turned over
Jared Leto.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Cesar Romano back in the 60s.
Cesar Romano, geez, that's
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, right.
I think he played the Jedi in Star Wars, actually. Jack Nicholson. Jared Leto.
I grew up with Jack Nicholson. He was the Joker when I was watching Batman movies.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger would have to be the best one.
I would say Heath. Mainly, wouldn't you say so because it's the last Joker movie to come out.
Just
so
great.
It's fresh in your mind.
No, he was just great. I've actually got a bit of him here. This is his famous line in the movie.
He turns to me and he says, "Why so serious?
Why so serious? God. I literally just got goosebumps.
That's a full-on movie.
I remember watching a documentary or something like that or reading in the newspaper that particular role, because of the way Heath Ledger researched his characters, he was sort of like a method actor almost.
Yeah.
That role really... It wasn't a bad influence. It was a bad influence on him.
Yeah, messed with him after a while. He couldn't break the character.
Yeah, he couldn't break it. Imagine being in that really dark position.
Mm.
That was horrible.
Aren't a lot of them saying now there's a bit of a Joker curse? Is
they
that what
are.
Whenever you play the role, there's a bit of a Joker
curse?
So
every actor has said at some point that they're haunted by that particular role. So Cesar Romano said it, Mark Hamill, Jack Nicholson as well. But the one that I remember the most was Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
He said it. And you know what Jack said when Heath died. He said, well, I warned him.
Oh my God.
Is that not creepy?
Why would you want to take on this role? I mean, Phoenix, who's about to play, Joaquin Phoenix, in this new movie coming out, he's already messed up. Have you seen some of his movies? Yeah.
In general.
He was the one that did that movie where he was in that weird character for like a year or two.
Suicide Squad. He was in that was Jared Leto.
That was Leto. No, Phoenix, he was the one that got around with the full crazy. No one knew if he was crazy or not for like 2 years.
What?
Yeah, he went around doing this real bizarre.
Well, this is the thing I really worry about. Why? I mean, people go into these characters and a character like the Joker, it's psychotic. How do you get out of that? I mean, I'd hate to think that influenced Heath Ledger when he passed. You know, that sort of...
Well, he did say.
That mind frame.
He did say. When I was in New York, we went to Heath Ledger's apartment where he passed away. Yeah, you can go there.
Oh, you can stand out the front.
Yeah, I didn't go in there.
Okay.
But there's people, there's always people there, like, taking photos of the apartment. It's a bit of a New York attraction. He was big over there.
Was it nice?
Yeah, really nice apartment. But it was just bizarre to see people taking photos of somewhere where someone kind of passed away. It was just this real bizarre thing. I'm looking forward to this new movie, though.
I really hope that he doesn't screw himself up in the head over it. It's looking pretty sick.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
Only time will tell. But when is that movie out?
I don't know. Can't even tell you.
All right. I'm keen to see it. Now, Dean can't join us for Scoopla this morning, but Ash's dad, Jeff, is back to take over the role.
101.3 CFM Scoopla. With Ash's dad, Jeff Pollard.
Oh. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Ash.
How you going?
Well, I'm trying to read up on the Scoopla news.
On the Scoopla.
I'll tell you what I should start on. Congratulations, you guys are making number one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for slipping that in there, mate.
Scoopla.
What?
Must have been help from Scoopla on the Gold
Coast. Live from the Gold Coast. So Dean can't be with us today, so we've got you back filling in yet again. And you're an hour behind because we have daylight savings now, so it's nice and early for you on the Gold Coast. But what's coming out of celeb news live from the GC?
Well, there's one article there on poor old Bill Cosby, who's, as you know, he's in the slam in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And he's trying out a few of his gags on the inmates there, and hasn't gone down too well, so he's probably a bit of a roasting on that. I don't know if you caught up with that one.
Well, didn't he have a chicken patty thrown in his face? Because one of the inmates said that his joke was not in good taste.
That's correct, he did. But then the report goes on to say that could be fake news.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we fake news in Scoopla.
Isn't he getting the celebrity treatment in there? He's getting kind of treated pretty... He's pretty well done by, from what I hear.
Well, I mean, poor old Bill, for the jokes he used to tell on the family shows that he was on, I think he'll be a hit in there.
Yeah, he was your time, right, Bill Cosby? He was your kind of...
It's my vintage.
Your vintage. He was huge. Yeah. God, it's been a big fall from grace for old Bill Cosby. What else is coming out of the GC this morning, Jeff? What do you got for us, mate? Some razzle dazzle?
The best one, mate, is Ed Sheeran. I think what a champion he is, and the money he's made over the years, he deserves every cent of it. And they're saying he's one of the richest solo artists in the world. He's making about 138 grand a day.
What?
$138,000 a day.
He's 27 years old.
Oh, man.
And he deserves every cent. I reckon he's a champion.
He's such a good guy.
You sent him live, Jeff? You sent him live, Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I do. I think I've seen him like once.
You sent him live,
have you?
He's a champion.
When did you see him live?
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne.
Oh.
I saw him at the River Stage in Brisbane. You know, the one that's the outdoor kind of theatre there. And there was thunderstorms, and he played his song about... I see thunder and lightning, and it was cracking. And I was like, "Wow, what a moment!" He's cashing it now, Jeff. Quickly, are you getting paid for this segment yet, or are you still doing it for the love when you fill in?
No. I talked to your producer, Dia, and she said something's in the mail. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Dia will send it over to you.
Dad,
in no
it's
time.
Gia. Gia.
I'm trying my best, Ash. Jeff, 6:10 in the morning here.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't... Names don't mean anything to Jeff when you're the celebrity reporter. You just roll out whatever you want. Jeff, thank you, mate. We appreciate doing this morning and giving producer Dia a new name. That is great.
Okay, this is Hollywood on the Goldie.
There he is, signing off. Jeff Pollard here at CFM. Dean, back tomorrow, same time.
Gotta guess the year of the song. Gotta guess the year of the song. Gotta guess that.
All right, producer Gia is in here with a best of five situation with these songs. Ash and I have to guess the closest to the year wins. We're playing for people at home, so I've got Alex at Mirrabooka. Morning, Alex.
Morning.
You're on my team, Alex. Representing your heart. Thanks, man. Christy at Berkeley Bowl.
Christy!
Come on, Ash, you got this.
Yes, girl. Let's do this.
We're playing for family passes to the mega creatures of the Hunter Valley. Here we go.
Okay, song number one is Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Oh, yeah. It just takes some time. Oh. Everything, everything. All right, I'm locking this in.
I am, because neither of you have.
No, I have.
Ash is in. Gondi is in. Whoa, bit of disparity there. Ash has gone 2010. Gondi's gone 1997.
I'm feeling like it's a 90s tune.
Well, I can tell you that it was released in 2001, which is Gondi.
Ah, yes. Just. All right, song two, first points to me.
Hadaway, What Is Love?
Okay. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Oh, this is. Is this in the movie Night at the Roxbury?
Yes, I love that film. Woo! No more.
That's very old school Will Ferrell right there.
Yes.
Whoa.
I think the song was a long time before that, though. All right.
Like, as in when we were kids kind of vibes?
I'm in.
Oh, God.
What is love?
Oops.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. Do you need to see mine again?
Yes, because I forgot.
Oh.
Oh, you just did the same.
Yeah.
He did the same one he did before. That's why I got confused. 1997 for Gondi.
And I chose 1994.
Yes.
80s, going back to the 80s.
No, 90s.
Oh, 94.
You said 94. Mm. The correct answer is 93.
Yes.
Oh, Pollard, back in the game.
Me and Krusty. Here we go. Krusty.
Song three.
I'm back in.
What do we got?
M People, Moving On Up.
Some
bangers there.
Time to break free. Nothing can stop me.
What year was this tune?
Time to break free.
Nothing can stop me. Yeah.
Gordy's in.
I'm in.
Ash is in.
Ooh, very close. Gondi's gone 91. Ash has gone 92.
Ooh, it would even be in the 80s. What year was it?
It was 93.
Oh, damn it. If you get this one, you win. What's song four?
Three, place your hands. What is all this?
Now, these are good tunes. These are good tunes.
Before the song even ended, and Ash was not far off. Very confident, guys. Gondi has gone 1993, which was what the last two songs were released in. So interesting chain of thought there. And Ash has gone 97.
Aww.
I think it could be you here, Paula. Has she got it?
It's 97.
Oh, she's back on the money.
That's
winner.
Right, girl.
winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting good at this game.
Don't know how many chicken dinners they do at Mega Creatures at the Hunter Valley, but you are off there with the family for the school holidays. Enjoy.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, guys.
God, well played, Pollard. I think I got the first one and I didn't get one from there. You really bounced back.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Oh, what are these songs? I don't even know them. They won you the game.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
They're good tunes.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Netflix might be a nice little option if you want to stay indoors with this rain and whatnot. But just be careful because you can.
Yeah.
You can become addicted. And I think that sometimes I think that I might be a little bit, because I think about the shows that I'm watching at the moment during the day while I'm working, and I'm like, someone, oh, can't wait to get back and see that, see what happens.
For someone that claims to be so busy, you watch a lot of Netflix shows. You seem to be across a few shows. Are you watching it in on the DL? Are you kind of...
I don't watch any television between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Okay, that's all work time.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking in on you. You're not, like, doing it behind closed doors. I mean, well, you would be, but you're not doing it on the... A lot of addictions happen in secret, mate. You know, they don't tell anybody.
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty open with it.
You're open with it.
Did you know, though, that the average subscriber streams about 50 minutes of Netflix a day?
Who's watching 50 minutes of Netflix a day? That sounds like a lot to me. You do that,
don't you? 50 minutes?
That's
an hour.
That's two episodes of something.
Yeah.
So you're watching two eps a day of something.
Probably.
So are you not watching any free-to-air TV at all?
No. I don't even know why I pay for Foxtel.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that I watch is Foodie Adventures with Ash Pollard.
Oh, plug! She slipped a plug in for a TV show.
You can watch
show.
That on Channel 10 at 4:30
on Saturdays.
Saturday.
Yep. Get that.
Anyway, there has been a case where somebody in India, in fact, a Netflix super user, has watched more than 7 hours a day, and this guy has admitted himself to a psych ward.
That's a full-time job, that is.
Mm-hmm.
7 hours a day.
So this bloke has recently become unemployed.
Yep.
So I think he's a bit depressed about that.
Yep.
He wants to escape all of that, you know, bad juju in his life.
Yeah.
So he spends all of his days on the couch watching Netflix. He's gone to a... he's gone to see a psychologist, basically. And they have an institution for the Service for Healthy Use of Technology, SHUT,
so
S-H-U-T.
Not just Netflix, all kinds of technology.
Yes.
I can definitely see there'd be a market for that.
Yes.
For sure.
Can you even believe that?
7 hours a day. See, my problem with Netflix is I spend 7 hours trying to decide what to watch on Netflix.
I know. And
flick
that's
through,
a thing.
I flick through. I spend more time flicking through shows than actually watching shows. And then I get frustrated and I go to Jamie, you pick. You pick. I can't find anything. There's a million shows on
Sometimes
there.
Sometimes I
one.
Even just get fed up and just go and get myself a membership to Stan.
I'm on Stan
too. And then
too.
I'll spend the next 2 hours clicking through that thing and find nothing.
Nothing on
so
Stan.
So then I'll just go and re-watch Foodie Adventures with Ash Pollard.
Oh, she's done it again.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Now, I know in Australia we're not big on Halloween. Mm-mm. But it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And...
it's a hallmark. Another silly hallmark to make money.
Yeah, you're not into it for the fun? What about those parties you get to go to and you get to dress up as something sexy?
Yuck, I don't dress up as that.
Not just you, I mean me. Every year I go as a sexy, in my sexy monkey onesies is what I have. There's a house in my street that already has the Halloween stuff up. And where we walk the dog, I look and I think, geez, you've got to be excited there.
Wait, what day is it?
It's the first week of October. And this
Halloween's what, the 31st of October?
31st, so yeah, we're a good 3-4 weeks away.
Mm.
Already set up for it. I mean, I'm already planning for Christmas, and that's still a while away. But I want to update my Halloween costume this year for when people come round, and because I can't just wear the same monkey onesie 4 years running. And I've been going through some of these ones that you can order online, and now that I find out you're not into Halloween, you're probably not quite into it. But anyway, I want to run some of these by you. You can go as a box of wine. You might be into that.
A goon sack.
A goon sack. Mm. You can put that on. Go as a goon sack.
Mm.
What I want to run by you, though, because as I read this thing on the Huffington Post about these costumes that you can order, they're saying sexy raccoon. Now, I just want you to have a look at this costume and you tell me if there's anything sexy about this raccoon.
Oh, my God.
Just describe what you see there. Is that a sexy raccoon to you?
She just looks like a cheap hooker.
Oh, well, that's your... Yep.
I mean, she does.
Pass it back because there's more sexy ones I'll show you.
That's not sexy.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not... There's not much sexy about that.
So, okay, that was a girl wearing a mini skirt with, like, ripped up stockings and glasses that had fur on them. In fact, it looked like Cardi B's outfit the other night.
Yeah, that she wears normally. This one's a sexy Pac-Man ghost. You can go as a sexy Pac-Man ghost.
I quite like that.
You like that one?
That's cute. It's I like her pink wig.
It's not sexy though, is it?
No.
No, you know?
What do you reckon is sexy though? You know why they say that that's sexy? Because they got hot chicks modelling the outfits.
Okay. What about the, again, they've said here, sexy She-Hulk? And I know people can't see these pictures.
No, it's horrific. And I think this is unfair advertising because they've got chicks with mint bodies. If I put that on, oh, my God.
That is short, though, is it?
It is short.
Now that I look at it.
She wouldn't want to bend over, I tell you.
You're getting a Halloween surprise on that. So, I don't know, can I pull can I pull off the sexy She-Hulk costume in 2018?
I would like you to wear the raccoon one, thank you.
Can we order one sexy raccoon for Courtney, please?
Harvey Norman, quiet at home in every room of the house. CFM.
Love to give away this $1,000. Feels like it's been a while.
It's been a long, long time, I tell you.
So let's go to Carryong this morning where we have Jay trying to get the 1,000. Morning, Jay.
How you going, brother?
Good, man. Welcome to the show. Your letter this morning is B.
B, okay.
That's it. Good
B
luck.
B for bear.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, let's get stuck in.
Here we go.
Question number one, Jay. Name a hobby.
Board.
A pizza topping.
Pass.
An alcoholic drink.
Bombora.
An NRL team.
Broncos.
Something in your fridge.
Bread.
A hair colour.
Blonde.
An occupation.
Bricklayer.
A holiday destination.
Bora Bora.
A type of herb.
Basil.
Played pretty good.
That wasn't bad at all.
Took up
a
little.
One there.
Yeah, you missed one, but you also passed on a pizza topping, which we could have taken bacon or beef. Interesting that you put bread in the fridge.
Some people do.
Some people put bread in the fridge, do they?
Yeah, they do,
yeah.
I don't know. It makes it more refreshing when you take it out.
Who do you actually put bread in the fridge, do you, Jay?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
I do, actually.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
You didn't get all 10 for $1,000, but you still walk away with a great prize for listening to the Gaundy and Ash show. We're going to send you off to Luna Park in Sydney.
No worries.
Family pass to Luna Park in Sydney, where you can rediscover your love for Luna Park Sydney these school holidays.
You're welcome, Jay.
Good on you, Jay. We'll play Alpha Bucks again tomorrow, 8 a.m. That's it.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
There has been a study, mate. A study has been done about physically attractive women and how they are more likely to go the distance with an intelligent man.
Is the intelligent man also ugly? Do you know what I mean? Is he smart and good looking, or
no,
is he just
nothing
smart?
About looks here? It's just brains.
Just
so
fully
nerdy
on brains.
Guys are in luck.
Okay.
Not only do they have brains, they are said to be more likely to be a physically attractive partner as well.
Really?
The thing is, I'll look at looks first and foremost. Like, most of us do, don't we?
Oh, that gets you through the front door.
That's the front door.
Yeah.
But if they have an unattractive mind and an unattractive personality, I'm sorry, but the looks are just not going to do it for me.
Yeah, right. So would you say you've been with anyone where you've just forgiven them for maybe not being as smart as you would like because they are so good looking? I know I keep bringing it back to the looks, but, you know, I find that happens sometimes. I reckon people would kind of give or take a little bit based on looks.
I don't think I've ever been with, like, a Brad Pitt.
What's a Brad Pitt?
Like that sort of looking.
Oh, good looking, right.
But I would say that I find all the people that I've been with attractive.
Right. And you know? Smart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Would you?
In fact, they've all been very smart.
Really?
Yes.
So
not all of them. Some of the blokes I dated in my 20s are a bit.
I couldn't see you going out with anyone that's smarter than you, though, because you would. I mean, you.
I'm not very smart. I'm just really good at pretending.
Right. I was going to say, because you
like to use big words.
Because you like to know it all, and if someone's correcting you, it would be a recipe for disaster.
Oh, gosh.
But I would say this is a pretty obvious one, is it not?
Well, look, the study was published by the American Psychological Association and looked at the link between physical attractiveness and intelligence when it came to finding a partner, and they found that physically attractive women were more likely to have more intelligent husbands.
Right.
So, they said that they predicted that more physically attractive women would have more intelligent husbands, but the man's physical attractiveness would not predict his wife's intelligence.
Right, okay.
So they noted that both men and women valued intelligence and physical attractiveness in mates, but men placed higher emphasis on physical attractiveness as a fitness indicator when judging the value of a potential mate, while women looked for higher intelligence.
I'd like to put this to the ladies this morning on 13, 12, 16. If your partner is smarter than you, if he's intelligent, and how long have you been going for? Like, does that keep the relationship alive? Do you need that level of intelligence?
I would say absolutely, because I would say Pistol Pete is intelligent. I think he's intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he challenges me. So in an argument, like often we can both confuse each other when we're in an argument because we're just so bad, like naughty at tricking each other with...
And it just goes round and round
circles. We're psychos.
Yeah.
I will say that women place greater emphasis on intelligence because it indicates the ability of a potential mate to acquire resources, which makes intelligence a valuable trait.
This is why Jamie's with me. All right, don't all speak up at once, guys.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I think I've got a new segment. I need to get some production and stuff made. It is kind of very new. But you are the queen, you're the pogan, you're like a bogan, but a posh bogan, and you're the queen of knowing whether something's bogan or not. Like, it's like it has to go through you to decide. I'll often say something and you go, bogan.
Oh, God.
Or you go, oh, I like that. So maybe I'll get some production.
How do I say it?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah. Or you'll go, bogan, trash, don't like it. You're real brutal with stuff.
Yeah.
So I want to run this by you. AFL Grand Final.
Mm.
My team won. Born and raised West Coast Eagles fan. I was going nuts. Mm. It's actually good I had last week off because I lost my voice.
Mm.
It's still a little bit scratchy, to be honest. This is actually, after the game, I've got some audio. I did a video. You'll hear Jamie. I had to beep her out because she swears in it, thinking she won the premiership. But, yeah, this is us straight after the game just to show how into it we are. That's me. Jamie goes, we effing did it. We did it. It's like, babe, you didn't do anything, but we're here. It's a really good time. Off the back of the premiership, I was pumped. I've been looking at these premiership rings. You can get a premiership ring. So, look, West Coast Eagles premiership ring going for $299.
Bogan. Foul.
Serious.
What even is that? Get it out of my face.
Ash,
gross. Don't you even talk. Shush.
Want
that
something.
Is enough.
I can't. Yes.
Foul.
I want something from the game, right? Where I
you
can look
are
back
not
and remember that day. And
a gangster.
It does look like a gangster ring.
You know
it
when does. That is acceptable to wear?
Where?
When you are the player of an American basketball team.
Yes, it's like a championship ring.
But you're the player.
But
you're not even. You're just some chav off to the side.
Yeah, but I can buy one and get
absolutely
around.
Absolutely foul! I can't even toss my head back far enough to let you know how foul it is.
These are all audio grabs I can use in our new segment, Bogan or Not Bogan, with Ash Pollard. So you're saying steer clear of the premiership ring because seriously, for $300, right there on my finger.
Yeah, shove it, mate.
Let's go. Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
ScoMo on the show. ScoMo on the show. ScoMo on the show.
So, ScoMo's in town.
Yes.
And we're trying to get him on the show.
The PM of Australia is on the Central Coast.
We'd like to talk politics because, you know, we love to talk politics.
He's going to Six Strings Brewery this morning.
Suck Strungs?
Yeah.
I love Suck Strungs.
What a spot.
They got some really good buffalo wings at Suck Strungs.
Ooh, Donnie's Eats.
Yeah, love.
He'll be loving that. Producer Gia, where are we at?
A bit early for a frothy, isn't it?
Never too early, mate. Drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Gia, where are we at with ScoMo on the show? ScoMo, no pressure.
Still not completely locked in.
Come on, ScoMo.
Still haven't completely heard back.
Haven't completely heard back or haven't heard back?
Well, we've had one text saying, let me try. Operative word, try.
Oh, my God. Geez, the info came in late yesterday too. What was it, just like a last minute run to the coast, was it?
I know. We were doing like a party yesterday celebrating the number one breakfast show. That's and I was copping phone calls from the Prime Minister's office.
Really?
Extension of an extension going, can we pass along your details? I was like, yeah, pass them along.
So why have they contacted us but we're struggling to get him on the show? Who knows?
Because you've got to go through people who go through people who go through people. It's okay. So annoying.
Look, there's rigmarole to this.
Right.
Stick with it. Stick with it.
Okay.
Be humble.
Yes.
We will have Scott Morrison.
On the show.
We will. Just put it out there to the universe.
Scott Morrison.
ScoMo.
On the show. ScoMo.
On the show.
Come on, person of the person of the person. Get back in touch with us.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
While we wait for ScoMo to join us, potentially, Prime Minister of Australia on the Central Coast today, we need to touch on the Royals in Dubbo. We are embarking on a royal road trip to Dubbo.
Their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, will undertake an official visit to Australia, Fiji, the Kingdom of Tonga and New Zealand between Tuesday the 16th and Wednesday the 31st of October. That is correct.
We're focusing on the Dubbo part of it.
You and me are heading to Dubbo is the official Central Coast Royal Correspondence.
Yep. So Mercedes have jumped on board. We're doing a road trip there. Ash
well, actually,
isn't.
You're doing a road trip.
I'm doing a road trip,
because I refuse to drive 5 hours. So I will be catching a lovely flight.
By the time you get to the airport and fly, mate, it's going to take around the same amount of time to get to Dubbo.
You know the issue that I have?
What's that?
Is control.
Right.
So I'm in control of my destiny driving to the airport.
Right.
I'm in control of choosing my seat on the aircraft. I'm in control of choosing the wine that I drink in the lounge.
You are a control freak, is what you are. That sums it up right
anyway,
there.
Anyway, how cool that we're going to Dubsy.
Yeah, so we're pretty much going to be your unofficial royal reporters for a couple of days. We're leaving on the Monday for the trip.
Can't guarantee that we'll have any exclusive audio from either of them.
It's unknown at this point. What are they doing on the Wednesday? So Harry and Meghan Markle are there. And what exactly are they doing on the Wednesday?
Well, they're going to go and visit the Royal Flying Doctor Service and a local property to see firsthand the hardships of the drought that the local farmers are facing.
Well, that's good.
Then their Royal Highnesses will then travel to Victoria Park to join the people from Dubbo.
See, that's where I reckon we might get some exclusive audio.
Yeah, to have a picnic. Now, I'm thinking...
You should make them something.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
They
Lamingtons.
Won't eat it. Yes.
Yeah, well, because, you know, we're all taught to not eat the listener cake, aren't we? Gia did, because she's dating groundskeeper Willie,
really,
so she ate the listener cake, let me tell you.
And it's official now,
and
too.
And some.
Yep, she picked him up on 13, 12, 16.
She did.
Now she's given us the finger, that's
but
great.
But listen, I'm thinking in my kitchen at our accommodation in Dubbo.
Yes.
I might make some lamos.
You definitely should.
Or is that going to be hard?
When they accept food from commoners.
They wouldn't.
They don't accept. They just say, oh, thanks, but no thanks.
They'd accept the flowers and then they'd give it all to their
Wouldn't it
minders.
Be great if they tucked into a Lamington, though, if they went, oh,
God.
You that chick from that cooking show? Great.
Oh.
I'll try some of your Lamington. What I would like to know from anyone that's been to Dubbo, because I've never been, we are there a day early and we're looking for a bunch of stuff to do.
Well, excuse me, on that, I did some research.
The 13, 12, 16, if you've got any recommendations and you've been through Dubbo.
Where was I? Oh, somewhere. And I was getting my hair done.
Right.
And my hairdresser told me that there's a good fish and chip shop.
Oh, yeah?
Called Peter and Angela's Fish and Chip Shop.
Pete and Ange.
Oh, God, I love fish and chips. So on Tuesday, we'll have Chish and Phipps for lunch.
Love that.
And then we're going to go to the Dubbo Jail.
Right.
The zoo.
Yes. Oh, these are all the things you've locked in, are they?
Yep.
I love how when you mention it to someone, like your hairdresser, the number one thing to do in Dubbo is the fish and chip shop.
Well,
like,
she knows my obsession with Chish and Phipps.
Ah, right, I see.
You know, so she's just helping a brother out.
What else you got on the Googs for Dubbo while we're there next week for the Royal Road Trip?
Okay. It says you can... Oh.
What?
Well.
What have you got?
It says there are 25 tourist attractions and activities.
25 things to do in Dubbo? I thought it was a tiny kind of place.
Same.
I thought it was kind of tiny.
Oh, there's like 150 carved rock grooves somewhere. All right. Well,
let's go. Let's go see that 150 carved rocks.
Okay. So the biggest things that we're already doing is the zoo and the jail.
Yep.
The Western Plains Cultural Centre has lots of Aboriginal artefacts and whatnot. That could be interesting.
Oh, do you reckon I could donate my the cast I got done on my stomach to the...
Yes, you feral. That ugly thing.
I'll rock up with the plaster
Although
cast in my
I
gut
really
and go...
I like the Aboriginal dot painting on that. Yeah, it's just such a shame that it's a filthy plaster cast in your gut.
Which overlooks producer Gia's desk out in the office at the moment. All right, lock it in. Monday, we're live from Dubbo for our royal road trip. Thanks to Mercedes on scene.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
No ScoMo. Mm. No ScoMo.
No ScoMo on the show.
E-I-E-I-O. I have Fat Man Scoot ready for him and everything, you know? Never knew.
ScoMo like this before.
He's on the Central Coast today. He's down at Six Strings Brewery this morning, so he's probably doing better things at Six Strings than chatting to us. So.
Yeah, well, sorry for living, ScoMo.
Hey, ScoMo, we got another 4 hours to fill tomorrow on the show, so feel free to come on tomorrow for a Thursday. Prime Minister of the country. this is the place to be. When you want to talk politics, where do you do it, Ash?
On CFM, exactly. The number one breakfast radio show.
We all know that.
Duh.
All right, so lock ScoMo in for 8 o'clock tomorrow on the show. that's going down for a Thursday. You can get the catch-up for our show if you missed anything, of course, through the CFM app. That would be great. And have a great one. Middle of the week.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Happy hump day. Bye.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.